to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Hey, welcome along to the podcast. It was another day today that we found out, Jade, that in the ossification of Damien Leith, we found out that our Damien Leith is a complete and utter pussy.
Man, you are like, honestly, I did expect more.
Listen here now. If you guys are blindfolded and knowing that Australia has got all sorts of crazy creatures that could potentially bite you or do anything, and you know already that I'm not into all that.
You know
sort of
how
stuff.
It worked for us today? It was almost perfect, wasn't it, Jade? That Damien, you last night saw a huge spider in your home that you were very scared of.
Oh, no, that's...
Of course, that played on your mind, the huge spider, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
I knew you were thinking about
of
the spider.
Of course, and that's what I at all times I thought, there's a spider or a snake or something like that in here. I know there is. So
I did say to you, trust us, you're not going to get hurt.
We
will look after you.
Yeah,
Damien.
You know.
You don't trust us.
I wasn't believing him. Sorry.
No. I wouldn't have believed us either, quite frankly. I know us.
Yeah,
we're mongrels.
Dodgy, jeez.
But of course, the thing that you were most scared of, it wasn't the dead octopus. That didn't bother you at all.
That was
a dead
all right.
octopus. You kind of freaked out a little bit. There was the bearded dragon in there as well.
Poor little bearded dragon. Yeah. I kept tapping its head.
Yeah. There was a 6 foot.
I thought it was going to bite you.
Yeah, so did I. There was a 6 foot carpet python that most people would have been scared of.
Yeah.
It wasn't any of those three exotic Australian animals. It was the stuffed toy.
Yeah, that's right.
Well,
the stuffed.
Well, when you don't know what it is, you know what? Later in the year, I'm going to do the same thing on you guys. So just so you are aware,
it's all right.
I'm going to turn this back around.
Bring it.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Well, we have Australia Day a little bit later on in the year.
We'll have some other day.
Did you say we've got a?
He's got a vagina story.
Oh no, it's very simple. Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina candle.
Yeah.
You know her candle.
The ones that sold out for like $400.
Smells like Gwyneth's vagina.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Who wants that in their house?
Well, apparently someone does, because there's a lady over in the UK, she got it as a prize. It was a gift as a prize, and it exploded.
Wow.
The chemicals that were used in it to create that scent.
Yeah.
So it's not real. It's not.
No, they haven't kind of sampled.
So it's synthetic.
Oh, it's synthetic.
She's all about being a la naturelle.
Yeah.
And she's creating the fake smell.
No,
they
haven't gone with a probe or anything like that. They haven't thing exploded.
They're charging $400 for it. That's crazy.
Wow. I mean, I suppose that's why Chris Martin divorced her. She had an exploding vagina.
He was waiting for that all morning.
All morning.
That's all he wanted.
Another line that I want to say.
Yeah, go on.
Do it in the potty.
Do it in the potty. Nobody cares.
Nobody ring and give hate mail.
Yeah.
If people are spending $400 for that candle, you could go down to the fish shop.
What? I can't believe she just said that.
Say it again.
Let's go down to the fish shop and get.
Oh my God! Go down to the fish shop.
A couple of pieces of flake and cook that up at home, and we'll get the same result.
Oh. Well, you know what? On that very note.
Yeah. See ya. We've found ourselves in the Wave FM rooftop for today's ossification of Damien Leith. Now, if you've missed it, of course, Damien Leith is the Australian ambassador for Wollongong. What we've been doing in the last few days, Jade and I don't think that he's Aussie enough. Monday, we gave him an Aussie spray tan, so he looks like a bronzed Aussie. He's also got his own uniform. Jade is just outside the Wave FM rooftop. We're going to get her to come in right now. There's a couple of obstacles. And firstly, one is the door, because poor Damien's blindfolded at the moment. We're going to need to lead him around. Come here, give me a hand, Damo. Give me a hand and just take a big step with your left foot.
You got a snake between the...
All right, good man. Okay, now come around here. Okay, he's going to front and centre. There's a few things to do, Jay.
Look, there is. So, you know, you have been in Australia for 17 years, and we were talking a little bit earlier about the fact that you are petrified of spiders.
I know exactly what you do, even before you do it.
Spiders aren't the only animals that Australia is well known for. There are a lot of other flora and fauna that are very Australian, and we just feel like as part of the process of you becoming more Australian, you need to get a little bit more up close and personal with some of our native animals.
How are you feeling right now?
I'm not feeling very good. You have me with a blindfold that I know exactly what you're going to do.
Well, look, it won't be a surprise to you then. Oh, actually, it will be, because you know what we're going to do, but you don't know what we're going to be doing it with. So we have here some boxes, and in them... We have various Australian animals.
Oh, come on.
So, Damien.
Let's go with box number one.
We want to know how well you know your Australian animals, and you've got to feel them, and then you've got to tell us what it is, okay?
Is this all safe?
Yeah, all safe. We promise.
You did sign a waiver when you started work here for death and disablement, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
All right, well, let's go straight into box number one.
Okay, box number one. Okay, Damien, come here. Give me a hand. Put your hand in.
Two hands, go slowly.
Two hands. Where's your other hand? Where? That's a box. You got to put your fingers in there.
Oh, what's that?
Okay. Come on, mate.
Come on, put your hand in there. Put your hand in. Just get your hand in.
No, what's
just gonna... just get your hand in.
Just get your hand. It won't hurt you, I promise.
I would not do that.
It won't hurt you, I promise.
Just put your
hands in. Don't swear, Damien. What is it? Come on, put your hands in. Put your hands in.
It's furry.
It is furry.
Is it a rabbit or something, is it?
Feel it. Hang on. It's coming out. It's coming out. Damien, it's coming out.
Okay,
it's actually...
You can take your blindfold off.
It's actually just a tiny little floppy toy. Yeah, put that blindfold back on. We've got a couple more things we've got to get you to take. Taste.
Okay, that's animal number one. Now, Damien, try not to be such a wuss with the next three, okay?
Yeah.
All right,
let's go. If you knew that. All right.
We promise you that you're not going to get.
Incidentally, my double pluggers just came loose.
You've had a blowout.
Okay.
I promise you, you're not going to be hurt. Okay. Here you go. Animal number two, put your hand in. Now, here is the opening. You've got to put your hand in. You have to actually put your hand in the box.
Go on. Put your hand in, mate. Oh, Jesus.
I feel like this is
that's
like.
So close. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Don't hit it.
Come on, Damo. We promise you won't get hurt.
Touch it really slowly. Just.
Yeah. Come on, mate.
Don't hit him.
Oh, God, be gentle.
It feels like a turtle or something. Maybe
go down the other end because that's where his mouth is.
It's a snake. Is it a snake?
It feels
like a snake.
We have news to get to.
Yeah, that's
time.
Right, please.
What have we got?
Okay, take your blindfold off. Have a look. It's a bearded dragon.
That wasn't too bad.
See, he's cute. Oh, no, you've got to trust us when we say that you're not going to get hurt.
Hello.
Apart from the last one, maybe.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
All right,
put that blindfold back on.
We've got animal number three.
You guys would not do this if this was you guys.
This is an amazing Australian animal.
It is.
It's just... Ready to go, Damien.
Okay, go, Damien.
Oh, look at that.
Here you go. Here's the box. Put your hand in.
Put your hand in. Just put my hand in.
How did that feel?
It felt...
Put your hand in.
Where is it?
He's very quiet.
You need to leave your hand in there. What is that?
Actually, grab this. Yes. If you grab it, you'll be right. Just if you grab this, it's away. Grab it. It's away. It won't hurt you. We promise it won't hurt.
Okay.
What is it?
Touch it once more and then you can take your blindfold off. Okay, take your blindfold off. Have a look.
That's disgusting. What is that?
It's a blue ring octopus. Okay, well, it's not a blue ring one. because they're pretty poisonous. But it is an octopus that's no longer alive.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, put your blindfold back on. You got one more animal.
Yeah,
one more. One more. Blindfold
one more
on.
To go.
Quick.
Just put your blindfold on.
Okay.
All right.
Our final animal. All right.
Yep.
It's
going to
be a snake. I know it's going to be a snake.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It'll be a snake. You've done everything else.
All right. You think? Okay. Here we go.
It is. I know it's going to be a snake. I can tell already.
Think so?
Oh. All right.
Just stand still.
Here we go. One last animal that you need to identify, Damien.
You guys, I tell you, you're a lot. Oh, I knew it. I knew exactly what it was going to be. Oh, jeez.
This is a beautiful carpet python that hasn't eaten in days. And its head is very, very close to your head.
Apparently, he likes Irish.
Well, he feels quite nice. He seems like a friendly. I'm all right with this one. All right.
Woo. Oh, mate, you can take your blindfold off. Is there any way that we can get this animal to actually choke him a little bit more?
Ah, jeez.
Well, the snake, the last one, which we thought would be the worst, you're actually dealing with that with the best.
I actually, this is pretty cool.
So there we go. You've been initiated with all the Australian animals.
I looked like an idiot, didn't I?
You did look like an idiot. And you are definitely a wuss. Now I understand why Eileen, your wife, is a person who takes care of the spiders in the household.
This is amazing.
The ossification of Damien Leith has continued. He was scared of the fluffy toy the most. Then there was the bearded dragon and the dead octopus. You can check out the video online at our Facebook page.
And get a big thanks to the boys at Fings, Fangs and Feathers here in Warrawong, who brought the beautiful snake along for a little outing this morning.
Good stuff.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Hey, Damo, how old's Jarvis? He's 15, isn't he?
15, yeah.
So you're a couple of years off him being able to buy a beverage.
Oh, jeez, yeah. I don't even want to think about that, to be honest. It's
not all bad, I've got to say. Alani's 18, so she turned 18 last September. But it is strange. When we went away for the weekend, just going to the bottle shop with your child, it was the first time we'd gone into the bottle shop and she's picking out drinks and I'm there picking out, well, not drinks for me, but milk, getting some drinks for Milko. And it's just a weird thing because it's like your baby and they're buying drinks in it. But
I reckon that'd be very odd. I'm not ready for that at all. I'm not even ready at the concept of Jarvis driving a car next year. Never mind drinks. Jeez, that's other...
I mean, it's safe though. You know what they want? Cruises. Everyone's drinking cruises. All the colours of the rainbow. They're like Skittles, but alcoholic drinks.
It's like just a progression from lollies, really, isn't it?
It really is. And the problem with that is if you have other children in your house that aren't 18. So we had some cruises left over. They're in the back fridge at our house.
Oh, no.
And you know who's found them?
Oh, no.
Little Lulu. It has to be Lulu.
Oh, no.
She's found, because they look like soft drink.
Of course.
She's, like, they don't have soft drink because they go crazy. Mm. And so soft drink with alcohol would probably be even worse.
Oh, no.
If a kid finds a soft drink and they can get into it, they're like, oh, you beauty.
But, like, my husband's saying it's been a full-time job, like, just trying to keep her out of the cruises. Every time Lulu goes missing, she's in the back fridge trying to get out a watermelon or a Grava Cruiser.
Oh,
and
geez,
then she sneaks around the hot side of the house trying to undo it. Reminds me of my youth, actually. I said to Alani, you've got to hide the cruisers now. So you're going to decant them into like a metal, big metal drink bottle.
No.
So Lulu doesn't know they're there. Or just do what you probably did a couple of years ago and hide them in your bedroom.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened. Well, she's got her own little hip flask as Alani. Just like a mum.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Jade, we had an incident in the Leith household last night.
What kind of incident? Ooh. What are we talking?
Okay, serious
good,
incident.
Good, bad, ugly?
Ugly. Ugly and bad combined. The combo.
What happened?
All right, okay. Yesterday I went up into Eileen Knight's bedroom. Yeah. All right. And when I went in there, I noticed a big spider on the wall.
I was about to say, enough said.
Yeah, that's right.
Cut it out.
Too much information.
Cut it out. That would have been absolutely glorious.
So you saw a spider.
Saw a spider. I'm not big into the old spiders.
There's a lot of people who aren't big into spiders.
Do you like spiders?
Well, not in my room, no.
No, of course not. Now, when I see a spider in the house, my immediate reaction is to call out for Eileen. Eileen's cool with this sort of stuff.
Yeah, I love it.
As a rule, first person I would call out, Eileen, quick, there's a spider.
Save me.
Eileen wasn't there. She was downstairs, okay? So she couldn't hear me. So, I'm panicking. Then I call out for the kids. You know, kids, come in.
Kiki, come and save Daddy.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, again. Yeah. Unfortunately, Kiki wasn't available either, okay?
So you're on your own.
I was on my own. So, okay, I looked around. And your immediate reaction is that you get a glass, isn't it? You want to put a glass around
some
it.
Some kind of container.
And then put it outside.
That's right.
Okay, because there's no
some
point
people,
in
some people, their immediate reaction is to take a shoe off and
hit
it. But I'm all about saving
the Australian spiders, you can't do that. Anyway, the spider grabs the shoe from you and hits you back.
It's true.
It's whack. But they're massive. They're rough. Anyway, I darted out of the room for exactly, I'd say, 1.5 seconds. To get a glass.
Okay.
And in the 1.5 seconds, by the time I came back in, spider was gone.
Gone. That's worse. What's worse than a spider in your room on the wall you can see is the one you can't see.
The one you can't see. Now, it was right
Where
above
did it go?
Right above our bed originally, okay?
And in 1.5 seconds.
1.5 seconds. It had made its way from, and actually, incidentally, when it was on the wall, it was eating something, you know.
At least you know it's not hungry then, I suppose. Not looking for Irish flesh.
I think it was eating a full bat, you know. It was a really vicious...
1.5 seconds, that's a long time to crawl down a wall and then hide somewhere. He probably just jumped.
Well, it did jump.
Into
would
bed.
Have jumped.
Well, that's what I think. Yeah. That's what I think. Got into bed later on. I told Eileen. And, you know, Eileen wasn't fazed at all. Eileen just fast asleep. In fact, while I was mid-telling Eileen about the spider, I could hear Eileen...
So she just fell asleep.
I was like, geez, Eileen, you're leaving me alone with the
How
spider.
Can you sleep? Okay, I'll take first watch.
Pretty much like this story.
You're leaving me alone with this damn spider. I
can't find it?
Well, I didn't have to worry about it because I slept in with Kiki last night.
I was going to say, did you sneak out of the room?
I snuck out of the room.
I
moved out of the room for the night. That's why I look so relaxed today. I was like, stop that. I am not having this spider.
I've got to be honest, on the plus side, if that spider did go for a walk, every human being on average in a year eats at least 8 spiders whilst they sleep.
And 10 cockroaches.
I reckon...
dodgy looking spiders like
funnel webs. Yeah, I reckon you've got a spider in your tummy this morning. That's what it is.
You reckon I have one of myself?
Yeah, possibly.
Oh, well, your wife's dead.
Good luck with those thoughts.
You just have to buy yourself.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
The other night, our 18-year-old Alani was feeling a bit under the weather.
Oh.
Bit of a tummy bug.
Well.
Had a little ride on the porcelain bus and I was like, oh, I'm not feeling good, I'm going to go to bed. I'm like, Milko, can you get the spew bowl for her?
Yeah,
what bowl's that? And I said, the spew bowl, the big green bowl. Corner cupboard in the sink.
All right.
Get the spew bowl. And he's like, oh, right, yeah, I know the one. They've got this big green plastic bowl that's been in my family for my whole life.
It's a comfort bowl, isn't it?
It is. And it's just become, over the years, it's the unofficial spew bowl. I think because it's so big, it's quite a big bowl.
You can get your arms around it.
It's plastic. It's light. Well, yeah. and then you feel like, too, if the spew goes in there, it's got more chance of staying in the bowl as opposed to, like, hitting it and then
splashing back onto your own face.
You don't want that.
No.
You don't want that. So when Milko's taking it into Alani, he's, like, going, have you ever really thought about this bowl? I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, well, we were making scones out of this bowl yesterday.
The same bowl? Like,
yeah.
Not the same bowl.
It's the same bowl.
No.
I'm a child of the 80s. Everything's got to be multi-purpose.
Our family has a spew bowl. It's a dedicated old Tupperware spew bowl.
This is an old Tupperware container, but we've got to use it. Well, you wash it out.
Of course you wash it out.
It's tainted forever. I mean, once spew has happened in it, you can never get rid of that spew sort of smell. It's there for life. So you've been making scones.
Oh, we use it. That's our big bowl where whenever Mama June's cooking up anything,
Mama June
zucchini slice in it.
Didn't Mama June make us some kiwi tomato sauce recently?
Yeah, she probably used the spew bowl.
Oh, that's why it was so lovely. Oh, no.
You gave us a bottle of that each.
We're eating spew, Damo.
That's disgusting.
It's getting washed. That's what dishwashers are for.
Bloody disgrace. I knew there was a weird taste. I knew it. My burger
it's
just wasn't
sauce.
Quite... disgusting. Jeez.
Oh, I think there's other people that use the same bowl for a spew bowl that they do to cook. It's the big green Tupperware bowl.
I just use a plastic bag. Just go to the cupboard, a Woolies bag. Anyone's feeling sick.
What? So a bag that you've used to bring your groceries home, you use as a spew bowl.
Yeah.
Do you know how many holes you get in those bags?
You've got to run the gauntlet. You've got to take a risk, okay? All right? It's a rough scenario.
So you've got to spew and then run to the sink at the same time because there's bits of spew just coming out the side.
It's like Indiana Jones.
It's like an extreme sport at your house when you vomit.
What a wonderful start of the morning. If you're enjoying your Weet-Bix, continue to enjoy.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
So there's something big happening in the US at the moment.
Yes, there is. As it turns out, there is a new president going to be inaugurated tomorrow.
That's right. And what is it, like 4 a.m. our time, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's 4 a.m. here tomorrow morning. Really like, early. I mean, it's one of the biggest things.
Well, look, I mean, a lot of people are worried because Capitol Hill was stormed only a week ago. This is over in America. 5 people died part of this.
Crazy.
And you know, the military forces, the police, no one knew this was going to happen.
And they're really worried that something else might happen when the inauguration goes through, aren't
they? Absolutely. Yeah. They're petrified. I mean, even Donald Trump himself is not even turning up.
The fact that he's not going to be there, he's like, I might stay away from the action.
Well, 150
years.
The president that's leaving has been there every single time for the last 150 years. Not this time. Wow. Donald Trump is not turning up.
Wow,
that's a bit bitter, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. You've got to just admit defeat gracefully, but that's not Donald Trump's yourself. Repertoire, I don't think. Yeah. There are so many Australian journos over there at the moment. One of them is Ash Mullaney from Prime 7. She's there as we speak. Now, Ash, Damo was saying off air earlier that a lot of journos are wearing bulletproof vests. Is that true? Are you wearing one?
Look, I'm not wearing it right at this minute because I'm just having a cup of tea doing some research. But I will say that it is now standard for us to pack our camera gear and pack our PPE and vests along. The game has changed so dramatically over the last 12 months. And I have to say, during the George Floyd protest when we saw so much violence, I thought, wow, this is the worst I will ever see America. And then 2021 said, hold my beer. Here you go. Here's a capital insurrection. And it's kind of been that level of intensity ever since. And everyone is on edge. America is on edge at the moment because we can't any longer call this a peaceful transfer of power when you have Washington, D.C. resembling Baghdad and 25,000 troops here to make it safe. That, in my books, is not a peaceful transfer of power.
Not at all. I mean, and how do you feel being in the middle of all that? Obviously, this is a major moment in time, but do you feel safe? Do you feel worried?
Good question. I do feel safe. I would be really stunned if there is a security breach or anything happens between now and inauguration day, simply because I think they learnt such a valuable lesson from the riots at the Capitol that they were just so grossly underprepared for that. And it would be stunning if anyone does get through the security measures that are in place right now, which I've never seen anything like it. It's not that I feel scared or worried. It's just striking to, walk down the street to get your coffee and be walking alongside a dozen troops armed with AR-15.
Yeah.
Wow. Just pinch yourself and go, what am I living through right now? This is just such a remarkable time in America's history and such a dark time too that it has come to this.
Yeah, and on all off the back of one man.
Yeah, and good time to be a journo though, Ash.
Well, look, it's been fascinating. We are the first draft of history and boy, it's been a historic 4 years to be here, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, let's hope, Ash, that you don't have to put that bulletproof vest to use and everything runs smoothly over the next 24 hours.
We will be absolutely fine and we will be running rolling coverage from 3 a.m. so make sure you tune in to Channel 7.
Absolutely right. Cheers to Channel 7 Bureau Chief there in Washington, D.C., Ash Mullaney.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.